If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
It's pretty simple, and you're doing some things, guys. You can't put the cart ahead of the horse. Put the cart ahead of the horse. So they're picking people up around town in a horse-drawn carriage and taking them through the drive-through, and so their banking will be done via the hansom cab. I mean, that's what they call those in New York City. I believe that's correct with the horse. I believe that could be correct.
Sounds right to me.
I think it was on Seinfeld one time, and they fed Rusty the horse some food, and he kept farting all the time. It was a really rough deal. There's some gas situations.
Are we trying to avoid that, though?
It's a rough deal.
They don't have that, yes. So they've just had oats and everything's fine. So they'll be.
Is there a drive-thru up there?
There's a drive-thru, yeah. Incredible. You can also do an ATM, too. So they'll pick you up. They call them up. Schindler is dispatching the numbers. Nice. People go pick them up in the cart. In the carriage, the horse-drawn carriage. And they bring them down to the. It's a nice day out. So bring him down.
Perfect.
You'll see him whipping all around town. He's got six of them. Yeah, he's got. And
you'll hear the clickety clap.
That clickety clap. That when you hear that sound.
Wait,
coming,
he's got six of them.
Six of them. Well, there's a lot of people banking. So he goes down. So the lobby is closed. All banking is done through horse and carriage today through the drive through, and that's happening. And you hear, but all day
pass.
You'll just hear. You wouldn't get in there.
Come on.
You wouldn't also get there.
I don't know.
I gotta move some money from savings to checking, and I gotta get in a horse drawn car.
The only way is to be a horse today.
God, that sound of the horse walking there when they're like,
I can't do it.
I don't have that sound.
It's kind of a hard sound to do with that, but we all know it. When you hear it, you know it. It's like
gonna be a lot of it.
It'll be a lot. Six of them.
Yeah.
Six of them whipping around town.
Yes. What in?
Are there any scoopers at all? You know, for manure
situations.
Just gotta ask.
100%.
You'll have that.
The Cub Scouts are helping with that. The guys that help with the fires.
Wonderful.
Cub Scouts. Well, that's part of their one. They do certain community services, and one of them today is manure. So manure removal system by the Cub Scouts.
Wow, Shindy does not mess around.
No, six of them.
He had to. And how many horses are attached to each?
What's that?
Just one horse.
Yeah, so one horse town. That's what it is. It's another story.
God.
So Shindaddy.
This would be quite the day in Creighton.
Imagine, could you imagine?
Festive.
If you pulled up and there was three of them backed up at the drive-thru.
You'd be wondering.
What are
we
doing?
What is going
on? And you try to go into the lobby. It's like, lobby's closed. Get in line. Get in the carriage and we'll whip you through here.
It'd be a story you'd want to know. Like if you were there randomly and you saw three of them.
Yeah. Like, what's going on? Well, they're banking. They're doing banking
right now. John says it's a bad day to be a Cub Scout in Creighton today. Scooping up manure all day.
Horse manure is not that repulsive.
It's not that bad. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cow manure, horse manure, not that repulsive.
Which one is?
Well, I don't want to get into
repulsive,
comparing.
What is?
Anyway.
That is one of the things that is incredible for all the small town parades. And there is just
road apples.
Yeah, there is just horse
manure. Yeah, road
manure apple. Everywhere when the parade is over, and someone's in charge of it.
Somebody's got to get him. Yeah,
Shindy has a plan. The Cub Scouts. They had their day yesterday building fires. Now it's their day to do manure.
How'd that go?
Really good. 12 of them. Had 12 of them.
They had some rain.
But they fought right through it. They didn't get near as much rain up there that we got here. So it worked out perfect for Shindy.
It really worked out. I mean, because you still got to light a fire in the rain sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Jake's looking at this text line. Like,
but you're saying you're not going to go up there, though.
You wouldn't do that?
You're not going to see the horse-drawn carriage?
If you were going, you're telling me.
You're not doing the maze
inside. I might
inside,
not do my banking.
We're not woodworking inside. It's simply a drive-thru situation.
Yeah. I might take a ride. I just don't know if I do the banking.
What if you just wrote a story about him? Someone doing it. How would that be? Would you do that? Just kidding.
Somebody
needs to write a story about Shindy. Yeah.
Someone says, is there any lower interest rates for dressing up or an old-timey accent here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea like that. I'll float that by Steve, but I'll put this down. That's a hard yes.
Wear
a bonnet. That would be incredible. Yeah. Yes. Or what if someone showed up actually with a true like Little House in the Prairie, entire family.
Up.
The entire family.
Yes. No.
Also, here comes... Is that Laura Ingalls? Is that Laura Ingalls in there?
Michael Landon.
Is that Michael Landon? Right. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shindy.
Yes.
Shindy. Dressed up. So what was it again? You can't put the
cart ahead of the horse.
Ah.
Wonderful day.
Midwest. It'll be an interesting day up there.
Yes, interesting day. And also like that, it'd probably be good if Jake went up after that golf debacle he had on Monday.
I need to go up there. I need to make some amends here.
Jake's the ringer, and things didn't go well.
A lot of that all day long. The team did not do that.
But
to
when
me.
I
that
heard,
was my
when
own
I heard,
self
when
doing
I heard
that.
Doug Johnson say, he goes, have you ever heard Jake's meltdowns? He goes, yeah, they're real. And they're swearing.
I love cussing.
He said that you kind of whipped your club, but you didn't throw it. But you kind of did one of these with it.
I was surprised I didn't let it go, actually. Yes. It was about to fly about 50 yards down the fairway at one point.
Yes. You don't swear a whole lot, do you?
The golf course is a different place.
Yeah, I told
Doug Johnson, president, CEO, owner of Midwest Bank, I said, hey, FYI, Jake golfs in a big event down in Beatrice, kind of member guest down there at the country club with Seth. I go, and they scream at each other.
Oh, they're yelling.
They scream at
each other.
If one person has one bad shot.
Which we try to keep it civil. That never lasts more than nine holes.
Yeah, I could imagine that. Okay, here's my best friend. We're going to golf, and we're going to yell at each other. So one of the two that's letting us down. The reason we're losing is you.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that.
You should ask people to play with us. It gets uncomfortable. Ask our playing partners, saying, oh, this is getting uncomfortable over here.
Yeah. Jake.
I don't want to be here anymore.
He calls into the radio show for the Dolphins. He yells at Seth. He yells at me.
There's a side of him I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that side.
I don't know that side either.
And you don't cuss a lot, even when you're, you know, just jacking around.
Not typically, but
no,
again,
you don't.
Again, people are different on the golf course.
And notice in the ticket, he doesn't, there's not a lot of swearing off air.
No, not at all.
Hmm.
Sometimes.
It's a different side
not
of
very
it.
Very often.
I try not to.
So anyway, Midwest Bank.
Clickety-clack.
Wow.
I got a lot of
that sounds fun.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people are trying to point me to an article because they're excited about this. It's more off-season praise for Nebraska football.
What? Am I missing something?
It's not
something?
Even on the rundown. This is news to you guys. It's not breaking news.
It
came from yesterday, so it's not breaking news. Nebraska is in a preseason ranking again, and it's the ESPN FPI ranking.
Why don't I not see this stuff?
This came out last night, apparently. You know what that means? That's the Football Power Index.
Mm-hmm.
And it essentially gives you your chance. It says, make sure I read this properly here.
I'll look it up.
It helps you figure out how close you might get potentially to a playoff, or it judges your schedule and the strength of schedule in general in terms of how good you could be as a program. Mm-hmm. Nebraska is right behind SMU. USC is 19th in these rankings ahead of Nebraska.
So you said Nebraska's what?
25th.
Oh, they're 25th.
Nebraska's 25th in the FPI rankings. So it says this. ESPN's FPI rankings are meant to project team performance and playoff potential, factoring in returning talent, schedule strength, and other advanced metrics. Nebraska's spot at 25 suggests cautious optimism from the analytics, placing the Huskers behind a mix of traditional powers and rising programs. Arizona State just ahead of Nebraska. A playoff team last season.
Yeah,
people are high in Nebraska.
The biggest one is what? What's the number one factor you read in there?
Returning talent, schedule strength.
Schedule strength. That's why. What's Florida ranked?
They are on here 18th.
18th. That's a little shocking to me with their schedule.
You think they would be?
Well, I also feel that they're a slam dunk 9-3 that they're in.
Do you?
I also read some, which is interesting. There was an SEC article that had Florida as an 18% chance of making the playoffs. And then on here, they're what?
18th.
In the country. So that's a way different number than what they had when they ranked every SEC team of what they felt their chances were of getting into the playoffs.
Lindy's has Nebraska 24th. So it's
they're in some preseason rankings.
Yeah, they're sneaking in some. Those aren't the only two. But it's always near the bottom, like Bill says.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
a lot of it's schedule.
Now, I was looking at the top five. So, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, number three in the FPI. Four, Ohio State, Penn State, number five. And you look at, you know, the, obviously those are extremely talented teams. But I looked at another ranking in terms of running backs in the Big Ten. It's incredible that we knew this already. But Penn State, of course, is, you know, two of the top three running backs in the league with Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Seen by Husker Carolina's 1 and 3.
Oh yeah, I better
look in the conference. Number two, Mekhi Hughes at Oregon. Four, Jonah Coleman at Washington. And five,
I love Jonah
Coleman. Darius Taylor at Minnesota. Those are the top five running backs per Husker Online in the league. But again, two on the same team with Penn State. I just imagine how different we'd feel about Nebraska's offense if you had any of those guys
on your roster. If you had a guy like Singleton, average 6.4.
We like Emmett Johnson, but he's not that type of level of running back. And we're concerned about the backups who have not played much at Nebraska. If you had someone like that, that is going to be a somewhat of a high draft pick, that changes a lot of thoughts on this season.
I'd look at it way different. If you had Singleton, who's 6 foot, 220, and averaged 6.4 a carry, yeah, I'd look at things a lot different. I don't know much about Mekhi Hughes.
At Oregon,
yeah.
I don't know anything about him.
You like Jonah Coleman?
I've seen him, but to say I really studied him, no.
Hughes. This was last year. He was there last year. He ran for 1,400 yards.
Yeah. No one knew.
Yeah,
we didn't know the name. But you like Jonah Coleman though, Bill, a lot.
Love him. Absolutely love him. I think, what game was I watching? They were playing so well, and he got hurt in.
Oh, hold on. Go back to Mekhi Hughes. We didn't know because he was at Tulane.
Okay.
We should know that. I feel so bad then.
Right. I'm going like, hey, I don't know.
Right. That's why.
I knew the name, but it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I remember watching very clearly.
And no. You're forgiven, and I'm forgiven, because it's the world we're in. I don't it's hard to follow where everybody's going. But anyway, go ahead. You like Coleman.
I like Coleman a lot. He jumps. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah, Jake. I mean, of course, you would look at it different if Nebraska – first of all, Nebraska should have a top five.
It's been a while. It's been a long time since you've had that type of running back.
A running back that's, you could say, is a top five Big Ten running back shouldn't be a stretch. They should have it fairly regularly. That's the thing. That's the thing that bothers me the most. Not Emmett Johnson. Emmett Johnson's fine. And you may – no, I don't think you could get him on this list. But he's fine. It's just you should have a guy that's a no-brainer.
We didn't know how good we had it with Bo when he went from, you know, Burkhead to Helu to Amir Abdullah back to back to back. Think about Wisconsin with what they had with the running backs of James White, Monte Ball, Melvin Gordon, just go on and on and on.
Hey, by the way,
Jonathan Taylor, of course, there, but yeah. Nebraska had a really good run, and it has not been the same since.
How
2014.
Long ago was that?
That was 10 years ago,
right?
11 years ago.
It's getting to be a long time since then, right? I mean, they had Burkhead and Amir,
on the same backfield.
Going at the same time. You know what? Don't get me started. You got to get back to that.
What year would have been? 81, 82 would have been when Nebraska had Mike Rozier and Roger Craig.
That's your, is that any good?
Imagine that.
Is that any good?
Stop. Just take a little time out for a second on that.
Rathman's on that team.
Yeah. Right, hey, Rozier's a little tired. What should we do? I don't know. I guess put that Roger Craig guy in. I guess, like that. Matt, I just want you to think about that.
I do, a lot.
And then they said that. And then the fullback was Rathman.
Right.
Think about that. Probably one of the best fullbacks to ever play in the history of the NFL.
And on and on we go. For many years, they managed to do it. And then it didn't get shut off, but, you know, you just didn't have guys that were as good for a long period.
We're talking about
you're right.
We're talking about 11 years, though, or 10 years since any sort of elite level back for
Nebraska.
You're
right. You look at everything a little different when you have that kind of running back. Not any running back, though. I don't know if I'd say Darius Taylor would change the world over here, the Minnesota running back, but it'd be good.
The vision and
people get tired of
the vision and the cutting ability, but the vision in the running back world. That's a skill set that you drill, but it's just a special drill skill set that you have. And then every time when you're watching a running back, sometimes you just go, he never misses a cut. You'll see him all of a sudden, like, he wound that one all the way back to the opposite C because he just felt that. He felt he was, I was pressing play side and he did this. or then the ability to make you miss and then finish with power. And yeah. You have all those things that go with it. But
and how does it affect the game?
You know, yeah, because what happens is that's what happened with Blake Corum. All of a sudden, it's like, man, we defend. Nice job. Good defense. Nice.
Six yards.
Really good. Yeah, it was second and 4.5. And it was like, you played it really well. Because he got what he got what he was supposed to get, then he got two more every time. Mm-hmm. And it was like just that type of back. That you're just like, this guy never misses anything.
And if you have that kind of running game that Michigan had, that Penn State has, it makes everything easier.
Oh, everything's easier.
Absolutely. Your defense is easier.
Clock, you name right. it, everything with it.
Someone just pointed this out on the text line. I'm not trying to go back and make people upset where we're at now compared to where we were. But 2010, Nebraska, top five team at one point that season. They go 10-4. Nebraska that season had three players rush for 950 or more yards. Roy Helu had 1,200 yards. Mm-hmm. Taylor Martinez had 965, and Rex Burkhead had 951 that season. Three players at nearly 1,000 yards each in 2010.
Better times.
Better.
And we're talking about...
Hang on. What was the numbers again?
Okay. Roy Helu, 1,245 yards. Taylor Martinez, 965. Rex Burkhead, 951.
So no matter what... So 3,200 yards rushing off of three guys on the same team.
Yeah, so you essentially had two 1,000-yard back. Yes. Rex is getting 1,000.
And a quarterback rush for 1,000.
Yeah, he had 2,000-yard... Matter of fact, if he wasn't running it very much, they're both probably about 1,300.
Right.
It's about what they probably would have ended up at.
You've had it. You can get it.
How about
again.
A combined 30 touchdown rushes for those three? Yes. 30 rushing touchdowns.
It matters a lot.
I was so happy to see, and I wasn't here for any of that, obviously, with Taylor Martinez.
Yeah.
That is in the Nebraska Hall of Fame now. As a, they would show back on some of his highlights, because I wasn't here for any of those.
No. Mm-hmm.
There's some times when I saw in those highlights, his speed was so ridiculous.
It was crazy.
I mean, when he broke out, it was, talk about like a loose horse. It was like not even a loose horse, but that the speed...
It's kind of a little horse in the Derby. Yeah.
He's not that big, but it was a horse. But it was incredible. I mean, one mistake, and if he hit a seam, it was like it was gone. And the thing was, he was some of the runs. He's hitting top speed like at 70 yards. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like he was 0 to 50 really fast. It was incredible to watch. It really was.
Yeah.
And back then, I don't know if they were running near as much at that time. The true quarterback counters and different runs with him. I don't know how well it was all schemed up with him.
A lot of zone read. That was in vogue.
Yeah, but it would have been. There probably was even more they could have done with him. But,
probably.
But I don't care. He rushed for 1,000
yards. Those guys combined were averaging 6 yards a carry.
Yeah, I
mean, 6.6 for Helu, 6 for Taylor, and 5.5.
You won
Rex.
10 games. It's not. I mean, that's it matters. I just always look at it like this. When you watch the game, the game's so much different. If you can run the ball, you get – there's a power element to it. Everybody feels empowered. The AD feels empowered. Everybody does. We're running the ball. Now, you got to – what I hear that I get around here is just as long as they can run it when it matters. Yeah, that's good. I like that too. But how about just running it well all the time?
Is that so hard to ask?
Can they just run it well when it matters? Yeah, that's fine.
When's it matters? Is there a certain time you go out there and they
late in the game when you got to salt away the clock?
No, when doesn't it matter? So you jog out there. We're going to call some run plays. This is no time. Not a big deal. Doesn't really matter.
Dylan can throw, yeah, so we're all right.
We're all right. This isn't the time. We don't need to run it now. Everybody clear? We need to run it later.
So second half, we got to run the ball.
Just chill. Hey, we just called 38 counters. Should we block it well? Nah.
If we get it, it's fine.
But we need to be.
Honestly,
we call the same play in the third quarter now.
It's way different.
You better get this thing going.
I mean, honestly, though, I've seen games where I'm kind of like, it feels like that. I don't even know if they care right now. Just get to second long and let the quarterback handle it.
When we come back, Bills Thrills. An early break in the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.